There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk about the 10 million meals campaign.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Why? Because it's still ongoing until the end of the holy month of Ramadan, but they have exceeded all expectations in everything that they have set out to do. It was, of course, 10 million campaigns does exactly as it said. 10 million meals campaign does exactly what it says on the tin. They exceeded those visions and demands by some 5.3 million. Over 100,000 participants from 115 nationalities helping secure 15.3 million meals. Now, that's going to take some doing. That's going to take some distributing and some logistics program in place. So you've got to call on the best, really. And that's why McKinsey and Company were asked to give their expertise to the task. Let's talk now to one of the partners from McKinsey & Co., Melvina Terezi, who joins us live on the line. Melvina, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having us.
Now, listen, this was an initiative that was set up with a number of official organisations and partners coming on board, which in its own sense creates some sort of an issue with when it comes to logistics. In terms of your approach from McKinsey & Company, how far did it go? I mean, I understand that you even set up a control tower to try and bring all this to bear. Is that right?
Yes, for sure. If you can start looking at the, you know, at the program in general, right? We're looking at being able ultimately to get to the 10 million and eventually the 15 million, you know, delivering north of 300,000 meals a day, right? And these are meals that need to be delivered into varying areas of Dubai. So the problem to solve to meet supply and demand, given the constraints of a COVID-19 type situation where, you know, we're tremendous, right? And we needed to work through planning of ensuring that we have enough suppliers of care packages. We have enough restaurants and dark kitchens that are able to deliver in a safe manner, you know, north of 20, 30, 40,000 meals per restaurant. We needed to look at, from a logistics perspective, do we have enough trucks? Do we have enough vans? Do we have enough cars that are being donated? Do we have enough volunteers that are able to take the meals as well as the care packages from distribution point A to the various homes in some cases? Are we able to capture all the beneficiaries, all the people that are in need, and put all of that together? So that required a fairly sophisticated model to give us the level of comfort that all these constraints are things that we're thinking ahead about and making sure that we have backup plans for everything that can go wrong, right? And so that was part of sort of the planning that went into place. And then the setup of the control tower was about making sure that the governance is in place to make sure that all the stakeholders, whether it's the charities, it's the volunteer organizations, it's the municipality, the food bank, you know, the various stakeholders get together on a daily basis to resolve all operational issues, as well as daily tracking and reporting to the leadership on where we are, what are the daily bottlenecks that are being faced, what are the decisions that need to be made by the leadership of all these organizations to effectively debottleneck any issues that have come up the previous day. So what was impressive is the overall commitment from all these stakeholders to effectively have a can-do attitude on solving every problem that has come up. And that, to me, has been very, very inspiring. You know, it's every problem effectively took less than 24 hours to resolve and for a different solution to be provided to make sure that the deliveries continue and we continue to be on track to deliver to the needy.
With so many moving parts, though, charities, beneficiaries, food outlets, individual donors, everyone doing their bit as well, how do you deliver on with all of those moving parts? Is it a question of setting milestones for yourselves along the process?
It was. I mean, if you recall, I just talked about a model. The model was there in place to effectively model what a ramp up looks like. So if you look at where we started, effectively day one of the operation, collectively, we were delivering around 20,000 to 30,000 meals a day, right? And within less than 5 days, that ramp up effectively went up to about north of 300,000 meals a day. So and in doing so, you're sort of ahead of time, understanding if you're still on track, and planning according to make sure that if you look at the model, you need let's assume you need 30 trucks. Do I have these 30 trucks? Do I have the 100 volunteers that need to be there at location to make sure that these meals get delivered? So yes, it was a lot of sort of forecasting on what's required and learning from the previous day's experience to make sure that I'm able, collectively, we're able to maintain these forecasts.
When it comes down to those that benefited from the campaign as a whole, were you involved with who got the meals or where those meals were distributed?
Look, overall, the charities and the teams on the ground, ensured that, collectively covered the spectrum of Dubai, right? And one of the initial thought process around the campaign was we really need to make sure that, we know a lot of livelihoods have been impacted with the lockdown. That this is not your traditional Ramadan campaign. This is a lot more than that, given the situation that we're in. So the coverage went from workers living in workers' accommodations to neighborhoods in Dubai in the Northern Emirates that have been impacted to families that have registered or through various means to ensure that. We really cover, all communities that have been impacted in Dubai, and best efforts was basically made to ensure that all of these communities are being addressed.
Hmm. Last one from me, Melvina. And obviously, this is a part of the world. This is a city that knows how to break a record. And this, yet another record-breaking food drive for the region. If there's one lesson learned that you can take away from the initiative, what would it be?
To me, it is something that I've always knew that Dubai is able to do. I have had the opportunity to make Dubai my home for decades, and it's the can-do attitude. It is the ability for everyone to always step up and dream of the moon, if you will. These numbers at the very beginning seemed very, very aggressive, and today we're sitting at a place where we've already achieved a number, and we're actually going to exceed it by many many millions, if you will. Mm. I think overall the experience has been very rewarding to everyone. For me personally, for the team, for all the various stakeholders. And it's been a great contribution, for us to feel that we are able to give back to our community and give back to a country that has been home for us for many, many years.
Melvina, thank you so much indeed for joining us live on the line to tell us more about the initiative. That was one of the partners from McKinsey & Co. here in the region. Melvina Tarazi joining us live on the line.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.